Sex, lies, and videotape, and anything but love, are not only entertaining, but offer fresh views of women that are long overdue. The movie explores sexual will. The TV show treats erotic friendship. The women characters here are far cries from the murderous sexy girl in Fatal Attraction and the sex-starved good girl in Broadcast News. On these few cultural islands, at least, women's appetites for sex, power, and intimacy are being observed with satisfying insight and subtlety. Sex, Lies, and Videotape replicates the erotic atmosphere and voyeurism it examines. Although mostly the film promises more than it delivers, the exception is the character of Cynthia, who's played with vigor and intelligence by Laura San Giacomo. Cynthia is sleeping with the husband of her sexually aloof sister Anne. What makes Cynthia different from most sexual Amazons is that she's sympathetic and funny, and we're shown her motivations. Cynthia is competing with Anne and ensuring her sister's disgust, to be sure, but she's also sharing something with her, the same man. Cynthia's eroticism doesn't only victimize her and others. It's an instrument of will, a way of being in control by being able to surrender control. It's also a means of being intimate with another woman, since the affair leads to greater honesty between the sisters. Cynthia is far more realized than the summer's other sexual warrior, Helen, who's played by Ellen Barkin in Sea of Love. We're shown nothing of what motivates Helen, so her aggression is used as a red herring. A woman who comes on to men fiercely, the movie says, could also be capable of murdering them. Another hit from this summer, When Harry Met Sally, looks at friendship as a path to sexual feeling. This is a juicy subject, but the movie is a fake. Harry, played by Billy Crystal, has all the witty lines and is always right, especially about Sally, played by Meg Ryan. The much-touted fake orgasm scene is the biggest deception. Sally yowls and moans in a restaurant to show Harry he doesn't know everything about women. It's supposed to be her moment of assertion, but what she does is publicly humiliate herself to prove that women are good at, guess what, not having pleasure. For a far more buoyant go at friendly lovers, tune in the promising sitcom Anything But Love, which also pairs a film actress, Jamie Lee Curtis as Hannah, with a comedian, Richard Lewis as Marty. The two are writers for a trendy Chicago magazine, although Hannah is a newcomer. Crucially, though, they are equally insecure, worldly, and, ta-da, funny. In comedy, laughs equal power. In their lurching, uncoy mating dance, Hannah and Marty are at once direct about their feelings and ironic about touchy-feely confessions.
She looked so great!
Well, she did.
Well, what about me? I mean, don't you find me attractive?
Sure.
Oh, sure?
Yes, I find you attractive.
But do you want to sleep with me?
Oh, Hannah.
Marty, come on! Let's get down to it. Bottom line, you and I right here. Cut to the chase. Do you want to make love with me?
Okay. Yes.
Good. I'll see you tomorrow.
These characters are left aroused and informed, and so, for a change, are we.